going to read out the incumbent's report from the annual report. It starts with a quote of Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labour in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. In this wonderful psalm, the psalmist states that the Lord has to be at the centre of all that we do. Otherwise, for all our efforts and attempts and ideas and plans, we will not ultimately reach the outcomes that he desires. As a church, we all need to spend time discerning through prayer and through our conversations, both inside and outside the walls of our beautiful and historic parish church, in order to establish what direction we should be going in order to build our church community and to be there for our wider community as well. On Saturday the 11th, June 2022, a group of us met up for our Vision Day at Greenways Farm. The day was open to all members of the congregation, and we met to discuss how we can grow St. Martin's and our mission to the people of the world. During the day, the following points were identified as places and areas where we already have links, or where we have had contacts in the past, or where we would like to have a presence in the future. These were hiring rooms in the community centre rather than running all events at church, leaflet drops across the parish for Christmas and Easter, pastoral care in all its many forms, work in and with schools, follow-up events for baptism families and wedding couples, memorial service once a year, re-establish film nights, have meetings, gatherings in pubs and cafes, fellowship groups, make the church more accessible, open church for people to drop in, open church for prayer. From the list, we developed the following action points: magazine and leafleting committee, including editor, contributors, printing and distribution, pastoral care committee, including visiting people and involvement with the prayer life of the church, being on a rota to open the church up, committee for mission, looking at our local mission and also our worldwide view. As you can see from these two lists, we have made some very positive progress together in the last year. The parish magazine has been restarted. The magazine committee set their sights on delivering publications to all households in the parish. This was the epitome of us coming together to compile the magazine and then deliver it out across the world. Thank you to everyone who was and is involved with this particular work of local mission. It clearly had a major influence on attracting people to St. Martin's for services and events, particularly Christmas. We've also developed a variety of worship in order to connect with different people who wish to bring their worship and praises to God in different ways. We have done this by starting an all-age service once a month and a monthly Sunday school. We're also now offering prayers for healing at our 10 a.m. service on the last Sunday of the month. Thank you to everyone who has helped to get these initiatives started and also for running them as well. It is important that St. Martin's has open doors, open arms and open hearts for all people, that everyone knows that they are invited and everyone knows that they are welcome. We have achieved this in part throughout the year with the re-establishment of our Thursday morning coffee and cake, our community film nights, open door on a Tuesday afternoon, men's fellowship, and of course the Christmas tree festival. I'm so grateful to all who have and who continue to organise and prepare for these events and provide hospitality, and of course to all our wonderful knitters that use their skills to such wonderful effect with the knitted tree and then the blankets that followed. As a church, we need to look at the community and out to the world. We spent 2022 finally moving on from the effects of COVID, that those effects had on us as individuals and what they had on us as a church as well. We know that we are called to be generous people, using our resources for the good of everyone. Many charities have had difficulty over the last 2 years. St. Martin's Church is committed to support several charities with regular giving to Hands of Compassion, the Zambia Link, and Compassion UK. In addition to these, we have done bucket collections for one-off giving, such as supporting the Red Cross in the Ukraine and Pakistan relief funds collections, and also Christian Aid. Locally, we've also supported the work of Western Hospice and Food Bank, which we support through food and monetary donations. A mission giving group has been set up to coordinate the giving of the church and to think strategically as to how we can support the world community in all its many needs. Outstanding issues from the Vision Day are starting up a pastoral care committee and thoughts of developing how we can open the church more during the day. Building our community and building our discipleship is, I believe, one of the most important activities we do as a church. The house groups we have been running across 2022 have been very varied, with Bible study, reflections on growing the church, and looking on certain subjects such as prayer. Thank you to those who have attended these. I've developed so much myself, personally, with the lively conversations we have shared with one another during them. One of the most important ways of building the church is for us, its members, to be confident and articulate in our faith, and then to invite others to be part of that as well. There are, of course, many people to thank, because, ultimately, we have to admit that it is not us doing it, but God who builds the house. It is God who builds the church. Annual reports are a time of reflecting on what has happened in the previous year, bringing them prayerfully to the Lord, and seeing where we can grow in the future. If we do not do that, then we will labour in vain. I've really enjoyed my first year as your vicar in St. Martin's, and I feel blessed that God has called us to come here. Thank you for your continued welcome and the continued support that you've given Shona and myself and our family as well. There are, of course, many people to thank, because it is the actions of many that contribute to a healthy, growing church. Without people working together, then we really would labour in vain. I have to also add that it is really impressive that with the upheavals of COVID, vacancy, and parish reorganisation, that St. Martin's Church is in such a healthy position that it is. Also, that the work of the fabric of the church, and that was highlighted in the last quinquennial report, that all the works have been completed. This is all down to your hard work. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank those who have served the church in the past year. Firstly, the church wardens. Through 2022, there were three wardens, initially Paul Elliott and Maureen Jackson. Maureen stood down at last year's annual meeting and was then replaced by Jill Preddy. Thank you to all three for their commitment to the task. Without church wardens, the church cannot function properly. I often say to people, it's the wardens and the officers of the church that are more important, and the person standing here in white, because it's the way the church functions day to day. The church cannot function either without sound financial management. And I'm very grateful to John Banham, our treasurer, for all the work and hard work he has done and for his insight with the finances and then the other aspects of our church life. I'd also like to thank the others involved with the finances of the church, our assistant treasurer, those who do the counting and paying in, and those who deal with the invoices and gift aid. Thank you also for your continued giving to the parish, particularly those who give regularly through different stewardship schemes. But of course, officers of the church cannot do it by themselves. So thank you to all members of the PCC and the people who serve on our various subgroups and committees. And as we move from parish to deanery, to those who serve at Deanery Synod delegates as well. Thank you to everyone who opens up and prepares for the services, those who undertake duties of communion assistant, those who read, and those who serve as verger, particularly in the occasional offices, those who operate the slides and the sound systems in the services too. Thanks to our wonderful musicians and bell ringers for their weekly commitment and skills that they bring to worship. It is their ministry to the church. To those who provide refreshments after the services, to those who set up and run our various social and fundraising events and concerts, which are always eagerly anticipated and are thoroughly enjoyed by all in the church and wider community. Thank you to those who come to the working parties to tidy up and do jobs on the church and in the grounds and help to keep the church and surroundings looking so wonderful. To those who do the flowers and the laundry of the church, and of course to our wonderful team of holy dusters. Coordinating so much backstage and ensuring that everything is ready is our wonderful administrator, Liz Winter. As well as all the administrational duties that Liz undertakes, and also keeping the website up to date, and preparing all the slides for each service, and records them and uploads them onto our Facebook page. And above all that, she ensures that I am where I need to be at the time I need to be there, and keeping me in order. No mean feat, don't ask Shona. Also ensuring that I am where I should be and doing what I should be doing and saying what I should be saying are my wonderful ministry colleagues, Jilly Bunce and Yvonne Priddle. Their knowledge, care and support have been and continue to be a constant help to me as we journey together in the love of Christ. It is good to look back occasionally and celebrate what has been achieved and what has worked. It is also good to reflect on the things that haven't worked out and to ask the question why. Ultimately, we need to put God at the centre of everything, remembering that we are all called to be members of the one body, there for one another, supporting one another, worshipping with one another, bringing our praises together to our Lord. Let us look forward prayerfully with one another to find out where God is building and to be part of the construction of his kingdom.